I'd like to have a little bit of a rundown on your careers, and both of you have built your careers and all the awards and stuff that have come your direction.
Well, yeah, it's a good question, because composers sometimes take a very circuitous route, and we're very different than instrumentalists. I think Bella was already very, very accomplished by the time she was 20 and 21 years old. For composers, we're really quite young for a long time. There's so much knowledge to accumulate and a kind of mastery in a very different way. As a creative artist, we're much more like playwrights, and instrumentalists are much more like actors. And so I feel like part of being a composer is just to experience enough of life that you can reflect on it. It doesn't mean there aren't some fabulous pieces by young people, and if we counted up, at least in the canon, all the great works by 17-year-olds, we would have many, many great concerts to program. But it's much later now in the 21st century, and people age in a much longer arc and grow up in a way much more slowly, and there's more to learn. So for me, still, I was very fortunate in my early 20s to get some good breaks and opportunities. Won some awards early on that got me performances with orchestras at Carnegie Hall and other important places. I got some important residencies with different orchestras and other institutions, museums, and so forth. And all of that, we really build those composers, our careers, brick by brick. So some good news happens, and then one waits, and it really is, I tell my students at least to be patient, that slow and steady really does win the race. And there are composers who have these meteoric careers that we don't really hear from anymore. And a lot of successful composers you meet say, oh, I knew this person when I was at this school, and they were getting all the commissions and all the awards, and I have no idea what they're doing now. So it really is a matter of being patient and really slowly building your craft and really focusing on your work and making yourself better, so that your music is better.
And how about you, Bella?
Well, I think for instrumentalists, the brick-by-brick idea is also a good one. In 2007, which was 10 years ago, I won first prize in the Michael Hill International Violin Competition, which is in New Zealand. And as a result, I got to record a CD, and also I had a massive winner's tour the following year, in 2008, on a concert tour of New Zealand. And I see that as the beginning of my performance career, because that sort of tour so early on really teaches you whether you're cut out for this. Because I remember we had maybe 16 or 17 or 18 concerts in the span of a month, and I was exhausted at the end, but I was very happy to just do it all over again. That was a very forming moment for me, and just realizing that I can do this. And since then, I've recorded another CD. I've played at Carnegie Hall several times. More recently, in 2013, I received an Avery Fisher Career Grant, which is a huge honor and also a monetary award. It's something that you cannot apply for. You have to be nominated by a number of sort of anonymous committee members that are professionals and performers and conductors, and then further selected by another anonymous board. So it's all very secretive and also very exciting when you get a call just kind of out of the blue saying, oh, well, you're getting this honor this year. So that was also very big for my career. And yeah, I have a full performing schedule every season. Every season is different, and I enjoy that. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make a point of the brick-by-brick thing. That Bella mentioned the Michael Hill competition, which is an international, very prestigious competition that she won. And when you met Michael Houston there, I don't know if you thought that 10 years later
right,
you would be doing a major tour of New Zealand with this pianist, you know? So our relationships in music and probably everything determine results. For me, I was commissioned in 2002, I think, to write a piece in commemoration of September 11th, to memorialize that. And I chose the words from the Statue of Liberty to set. It was commissioned by a wonderful choral conductor named Judith Klerman, which she recorded. That recording ended up in the hands of a choral conductor named Benjamin Hutto, who was the choral conductor at Lafayette Square in Washington, D.C., where presidents have traditionally had their inaugurations, the private prayer service before the big celebration with Beyonce and so forth, the big public celebration. And so that conductor heard piece, the New Colossus, and programmed it as the first piece for President Obama's second inauguration there. And so that was the first piece that the first family and the vice president's family heard that day, the first piece of music. These kinds of things are, we have no idea what seeds we're planting and what plants will, what will grow and what won't. And so it's just a matter of planting a whole lot of seeds.
And friendship. It's so wonderful, the friendship.